dwelling in the darkest depths of the mind, it's time for Mark D. Valenti and Brain Burrow.
Hello, this is Mark D. Valenti for Brain Burrow, an opportunity to really dig deep with the guests and understand more about what's going on beneath the surface. Tonight, I'm very pleased to announce I have a colleague and friend, one Ms. Lydia Manson.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Yes, Lydia, thank you very much for joining us. And it sounds like right off the bat that you don't sound well. What the heck is going on with you?
Well, thank you for calling me out, Mark. I really appreciate
part of this,
that.
Right? Go ahead.
I'm like a cold or something, just not feeling totally great as my hair just like is getting caught and my bracelet is catching on everything here. So, you know what?
Wow, that's very impromptu.
Hey, we overcome. We go with it. We go.
That's
with
right. And listen, all of this is unscripted.
Hey, we'll do it live. Right. We'll do it live.
That's exactly right. This is all unscripted, so it's an opportunity to really kind of dig deep. And you don't know what questions I'm going to ask, but I will ask you this question. For those of you out there, the viewers, thank you, who don't know, I want to hear, who is Lydia Manson? Who are you?
Oh, gosh, I don't even know. I think everybody has me categorized as this awesome person who lives this amazing life, and really I'm just like the chick that kind of hangs at home and is pretty boring, actually. I like to read books. I'm really chill. I'm really quiet. I'm actually pretty introverted, which I know I've been doing a lot of these podcasts, especially, I guess, interviewing people a lot for different projects I'm connected with. I'm trying to get out of my shell. I say the word a lot. I'm trying to get past that. It's a work in progress, as I'm sure you can tell, because not quite there yet. But I'm still trying to figure out who Lydia Manson is.
Yeah. So, Lydia, thanks for sharing. And you actually brought up a lot of interesting topics just now, especially for that girl who's very introverted. So when you talk about people's misperceptions of you, what exactly do people perceive about you or misperceive about you?
I guess the biggest misconception would be is everybody seems to think that I'm this super confident person, and I'm not. I have a lot of insecurities about myself that I deal with. I try to be vocal about them just so that everybody knows, like, it's totally fine to have insecurities about yourself. I definitely deal with a lot of mental health issues. I try to be vocal with that as well, because I don't think it's wrong to have mental health issues. And I know a lot of people are scared to admit that they're depressed and they are anxious and stuff. I myself deal with severe depression and anxiety, and, you know, I'm on medication with that. And for the longest time, I was ashamed of that, and I don't want to be ashamed of that anymore, and I just want to draw light to that. So I try to be vocal about that, and I want people to know that they're not alone. Yeah. So I always try to be nice to people and try to be kind. And so when people say that I'm like super confident and awesome and all this other stuff, and I'm like, yeah, maybe some of the time that's what you see, because that's the person I want you to see, but deep down inside, that's not me. Wow. We're all acting all the time.
Yeah, that's very well said. And, you know, it says a lot, Lydia, that you've been struggling with these different symptoms and, as you mentioned, depression, and you know, and you're willing to talk about it, and it's almost like you're inspiration or hope to be an inspiration to others.
I wouldn't say so much an inspiration, because I don't think I'm inspiring. I'm just a regular girl, like, that's it.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, so your humility is obviously there, and knowing you, and we've talked a few times, of course, you know, in the past year especially, I know you as a very humble person, you know, who's really kind of into the scene of film, and, you know, I know you promote as a producer as well. You do a lot of work out there. So what's been your biggest challenge then, you know, in kind of being thrust into the spotlight? Because I saw you started your own website or your own Facebook page today, if I'm not mistaken. So, I mean, you're out there more and more. So what's been your biggest challenge with all of that?
My biggest challenge is I have no idea what I'm doing. So every day I feel like I learn something new that I should be doing. So today I was talking with one of the directors I'll be working with in the next week on a project, and he said it would be a good idea for me to start a fan page. So we did that. That is what you saw. So he said it would get more attention. I don't know if you think so. Yeah, we can do it. But again, I don't know what I'm doing. I try to pick up things as I go. I try to listen to everybody and pick up little tidbits here and there, see what works, see what's not working. So I just try to keep my eyes open, my ears open, listen to what everybody's saying so that I can learn different things. Hopefully I'm doing something right.
Yeah. So I mean,
I guess we'll see.
Well, yeah, it's, you're constantly taking in your environment, you're learning, you know, you're really self-improving.
I hope so.
Yeah. So,
I mean, the Lydia Manson that I was 6 months ago is a lot different than the Lydia Manson I am now.
That's a perfect segue. So tell me, how has Lydia Manson changed over the last 6 months?
I would say I am a bit more confident than I was 6 months ago, even in front of the camera. My friend Stacy, who has done a lot of my photos over the, especially last 6 months, she's even said each time we do a different photo shoot, she was like, yeah, I can see you're more comfortable in front of the camera, more comfortable like moving and posing and coming up with different ideas. So, I mean, like that's something, even one of another director that I'm working with, he even said, he was like, I've watched you grow. So to me, it was really important to me to hear that, because inside looking out, you don't really see those and changes in yourself. It's easier for others to see those movements, especially if they don't talk to you all the time and things like that, because you're around yourself every single day. So you don't see the little changes all the time. So for someone who maybe only talks to you once a month or so and suddenly comes back and sees you, and for them to tell you, oh my God, you know, like, I see this huge difference in you, you know, like, that means a lot.
Yeah, it's can be pretty powerful, that's for sure. Yeah. So what would it take for Lydia to be able to see that within herself?
Oh gosh. I don't know, I've been asking myself that for 32 years. I don't know, I think sometimes we all have our demons. I'm trying harder every day not to listen to mine. But some days that voice just is a little bit louder than it should be. As much as I wouldn't like to listen to it, sometimes it's just there. I know one of my biggest issues with confidence is the fact that over the past year I had lost a significant amount of weight. So with that comes body dysmorphia. So looking in the mirror, I still see that person I was. So for people to constantly say, oh my God, you're beautiful and stuff, it's hard for me to realize that, because for the longest time, that's all I saw was that person. So now to suddenly be a different person and everyone is, you know, complimenting you and giving you this attention that you weren't used to receiving for a majority of your life, it's overwhelming. And, you know, I don't want to be that person like, oh my God, you know, I'm pretty, blah, blah, blah. But it's a lot to take in when you're not used to it. And for me, that's been a really big struggle.
Yeah. Lydia, thanks for sharing that. It's, you know, apparent that you're out there, you know, you're moving and grooving and, you know, you have a busy life outside of that as well, you know, cause it's a lot to take in. And what you just described is, a lot emotionally as well. And it, you know, says, you know, for me, as I'm sitting here and seeing you navigate this, to your point, I would never guess that this goes going on beneath the surface. You know, obviously I know you, but you do such an amazing job of balancing that. So I'm wondering, how do you, especially as you interview people, because I've seen you, you know, including the last two nights out there interviewing people as podcasts, and you come across as so confident. So how do you get in that mode, and how are you able to do that so well?
I'm not even sure. I know I was using alcohol as a crutch for a lot of it, but I'm trying to steer away from that and not drink as much because it was becoming quite a problem, and I don't want to be that person that has to use alcohol to get through my insecurities.
Sure.
So I'm trying just to dig deep within myself. But I mean, you're an actor, you know, like once the camera starts rolling, you just have, you know, you gotta be somebody else. So I guess when interviewing, it's not so much me that's doing it. I'm somebody else for that hour and a half, however long that's going on. When I'm doing a photo shoot, I'm not me. I'm the person that's got the makeup on. I'm whatever character I'm portraying. So I don't have to be just Lydia for that short amount of time. So I can just bury her for a little bit and not have to deal with that emotional state that I usually am in.
Yeah, I mean, you have done such a tremendous job, right? You talk about struggling with unhealthy substances, right? Which many, many people do that, especially in the past year, you know, as people's lives have changed and what we became used to wasn't. And in some ways to maintain control or at least escape from that reality is to use that, right? And so if you've been struggling with that, which a lot of people have, it makes it even worse in a lot of ways. But you have just described a very effective way of dealing with stress, which was something of becoming that other person for a specific reason to promote specific films and do something positive with that. So I think that says a lot. I mean, how do you feel about your ability to turn that energy into something that actually is a positive for not only yourself, but for other people?
I mean, I never thought about it until I actually said it. as silly as that sounds, you never think about it until you're actually doing it. So,
yeah, it's again, you know, you're on this program, and again, the whole purpose of this program is to really focus on you and whatever you want to talk about, where you want to talk about. And in talking to different people on this program, people talk about their struggles, things that's going on well with them, things that aren't going so well. But it does take a level of courage to be able to talk about yourself and be in with yourself at that moment. So thank you for sharing that with us.
Of course. I mean, I guess part of this whole being in this industry is you have to put part of your life out there for people. You know, you can't, as much as we try to keep as much as our life private as possible, you can't. You know, I try to keep engaged with as many people as I can possible. So just letting them into my life, I don't know, maybe just lets them feel a little bit closer to me, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, it's, here's the thing, as humans, you know, we're imperfect. We're all imperfect. And it's okay not to have the right answer. It's more about sort of what makes sense to you and how does it align with your values. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to talk a bit more about that, if that's okay, about sort of yourself and what motivates you and what sort of vision you have for yourself moving forward, if that's okay.
Okay. Of course.
So you talked about Lydia from the past 6 months and sort of how you've evolved. I'm wondering, if you look forward 6 months, where is it that you want to be?
6 months.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, in 6 months, I'd like to have more roles. Mm-hmm. I'm sure anybody in our industry would. I know I joke around about, I tried to go viral for being Wednesday and having Tim Burton find me, but that's a pipe dream. I don't know where I want to be in 6 months. I know it's cliche, but I want to be happy. That's my biggest thing. At my old job, I had gotten hurt on the job and suffered. So I have a traumatic brain injury from that. And it has affected me tremendously. It has made that has made my depression and anxiety absolutely terrible. So in 6 months, like, I'm tired of depending on medication, but unfortunately, because of my injury, like, I know that's what I have to deal with, but I would like to not have to focus on so much of that.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that adds an additional complexity to what already sounds like a complex life. And you mentioned, again, about being happy. And I know you called out it as a cliche, which, of course, is a disclaimer, but that's okay. But you've had a lot of struggles so far, you know, historically and also day to day. And it says a lot that you are where you are today and everything you've accomplished. But what does it take for you to be happy? You talked about sort of overcoming or getting through some of these past injuries and also depression. What else would make Lydia happy?
That's what I'd like to find out. Like, I understand, you know, like, serotonin receptors and all of those things, you know, but I think there's just so much more to that, and that's what I'm trying to find out too. I'm trying to make a lifestyle change as well, because, you know, I have therapy twice a week. I do that. I recently started going back to the gym to try and focus on myself a little bit more, because I know, you know, that is really good for your mood. So I'm hoping, you know, little changes every day will help make a big change in the end.
Yeah. Very poetic, Lydia. And it says a lot that you've kind of been able to get back into that. You know, again, I know that you've, I remember when I talked to you, you were getting back to the gym. I mean, how's that been going for you?
Well, yesterday was leg day, so it was really hard to go up the stairs today. Not gonna lie.
Means you're doing it right, right?
Yeah, I wanted to throw up yesterday when I was at the gym, so that must have meant I was doing good.
That's a metric of success, sure.
But yeah, I mean, I was happy that I went. Unfortunately, I was not able to go today, but you win some, you lose some.
Yeah. Well, that, again, you know, I want to commend you for that attitude, right? Because sometimes people are so focused on perfection. If I don't do this every single day, if I don't follow through with every single specific gym routine, then I'm a failure. So the fact that you're able to sit here and say that, now whether or not you believe it 100% or not, that is up to you to disclose, but you're able to vocalize that. And I think that says a lot, that you're okay with not being perfect. I mean, what?
I don't want to be perfect. And I think that is a big misconception. And I actually talk about that with my therapist a lot. Because she constantly says I'm striving for perfection, and I'm not, because I don't ever want to be perfect, because I don't think that people are perfect, nor are we meant to be perfect. Because I think that our imperfections make us who we are. So never would I want to be perfect, but yeah, I like being different.
Yeah. So. You embrace it.
I myself am strange and unusual. So.
I think that's actually a really great comment. And I know that knowing you, I know you interject a lot of humor into things. And obviously, humor is a great way to kind of cope with the imperfect world that we live in. But but I'm going to talk about something a little more, let's say, positive, right? And I like what I like about this conversation is that it's led by you, what we want to talk about. And we all have negative, positive emotions is what makes us human. A lot of times we try to push down our negative emotions and then it erupts in all sorts of ways. And we start lashing out at people, or we end up having it bottled up and it comes out in a very, makes us feel physically ill. There's actually a syndrome called smile mask syndrome. And they actually discovered it in South Korea, where the folks in the service industry were feeling sick. They were young people, and they felt sick because they were constantly smiling all the time. But inside, they had all the worries that we all have. And because of that discrepancy, they actually started feeling physically ill. So, you know, and it seems like you're able to, although you have your persona, you're able to really kind of let out the negative emotions like you're doing now in specific places. What do you think about that?
I always try to make people laugh. I guess it's Robin Williams syndrome. Mm. So I guess whenever I make somebody laugh, that makes me feel better about feeling so sad. Because even though I'm feeling so dark, and no matter how bad my thoughts are, that if I can just shine a little bit of light into somebody else's, then I'm okay.
That was beautiful. You're really inspired by helping other people feel positivity.
I will always try to be positive. And I've had a few people, because I always try to respond to as many people as I can. And I've had a lot of people say, oh my God, you know, you're so nice and everything. And I'm like, well, why wouldn't I be nice? And why wouldn't I be kind? Because kindness is one of the very few things in this world that we can give each other for free. And yet we act as though it's one of the most expensive things in the world, and that it will cost us so much to give it to others. And I always feel as though that maybe if we just were a little bit kinder every once in a while, it would help others. It would help ourselves. So I always try to be kind to everybody. Even when they're not so kind to me, because as my Nana always said, two wrongs don't make a right. So.
Yeah. It's difficult sometimes, of course, to. So, sounds like
you try to be the bigger person.
I mean, it's right, because as humans we're emotional and we lash out at each other, so it's difficult, I'm sure, to always be that kind person. I want to ask you a question that we that I like to talk about on this show, which is about what gets you up in the morning, what motivates you, what gets you ready, what drives you.
So I know I don't really like to get like super personal, but my kids would probably be that for me.
Yeah, sure. They're
some of on my darkest days. They are the only reason I have gotten up. So.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like they're your life.
They're pretty great, as much as they drive me up a wall.
Yeah, and I know that you don't like to get as personal. Again, there's, as you talked about, there's a certain safety and distraction almost in becoming, as you mentioned, as an actor, becoming that character. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I there's a lot of courage in being able to talk about that even right now, sort of what's beneath the surface, which is what the show's about. Mm-hmm. So thank you for that.
Of course.
Another question I like to ask on this show, and again, you can answer this however you want. It's up to you. You don't know what I'm going to ask, do you? It's, you never know what, you never know what I'm going to ask. Actually, you did an amazing job. This is actually a fairly easy question comparatively, but it's up to you how you answer. It's what makes you squirm, and not what scares you, but sort of what situation or thing or behavior, what sort of like gets under your skin when you see it or experience it?
Like what annoys?
Sure, it could annoy you. So, yeah. So here's one as an example, if I may. What makes me squirm is whenever I'm deplaning and waiting in line and somebody from the back comes up. It sort of makes, it just sort of whatever, it's sort of, it's about the idea of not following social norms, for instance. And I must live a pretty fairly good life if that's my biggest concern at the moment. But again, different people on the show have answered different ways. So very curious about what annoys you, what irritates you, what makes you squirm.
Oh, what irritates me, man, a lot of things. lately, it seems to be what really irritates me is people just kind of not carrying their weight, I guess. Like, I don't know. I don't want to like totally vent. I'm just getting like very frustrated with things. It's like, do your job. I guess that would be like one of my biggest pet peeves is just people not doing their job.
Okay. It's real. It's how you're feeling.
Yeah. So.
Well, you know, it's difficult. And perhaps if we had more time, we could delve into why that bothers you so much. Of course. Yeah, go ahead. What were you going to say?
Oh, no, I was just like, yeah.
Doesn't mean that you and I...
I could spend all day on that.
Doesn't mean that you and I can't talk about that outside the show. Listeners, I'm afraid you're going to miss out on some of that deeper conversation.
Mark is just going to have to listen to all of my complaining. No,
it's not complaining at all. No, this...
It's a good thing he's such a good listener.
Well, you know, it's a gift and a curse, right? So actually what makes it easy, Lydia, and I want to just personally thank you for just our... connection and being able to talk through. I know you and I have talked about a lot of things, you know, since we've known each other, and just sort of, you know, it's about support in the industry as well, I think. And I, you know, it's a big thing. And you are one of those nice people. Nice. I'm not even using the air quotes. You're nice. You're nice. And you really give a lot of yourself in that shows.
Oh, well, thank you.
Well, I want to sort of wrap this up because, again, I want to, you know, there's a lot of studies that show about timing for these things. We could talk all day, you're right, and who knows, people may drop off after like 5 hours of us talking. But I wanted to sort of give you sort of the last word to be able to talk about what's one thing you want people to walk away with knowing about you? Like, what do you want people to remember about you after maybe this conversation or just in general?
Something I would want people to know about Lydia Manson. That I'm not related to Charles. No, I'm just kidding. That I guess it would be that I don't like being put on a pedestal, and I don't want everybody to think I'm amazing. I want them to get to know me for who I am, not who they think I am because of photos and a persona that I portray, that I am an actual person and I have feelings, and that, you know, like, there is an actual person in here, not just bloody person with knives. So I guess that would be the biggest thing.
That was extremely powerful, and I can't think of a better way to end this conversation. That was amazing. Thank you for sharing, and Lydia, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you for having me. I had a really great time. Sorry I'm all new.
It's fine. No, I appreciated you being the real you, which is what this show's about. So, okay. So for Lydia Manson, I want to thank you. And also for all the listeners out there, I want to thank you for joining Brain Burrow with Mark D. Valenti. Until next time.
You just dug deep with Mark D. Do you want more? Follow Mark on Instagram @ValentiHorror and subscribe to the Brain Burrow podcast.